This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Jim Patton with this ABC 10 News update. As eligibility for vaccines increases, so does demand around San Diego. County wants to help San Diegans get access to the available supply. And the county is opening another vaccination clinic at Southwestern College today, giving out Pfizer shots on a first-come, first-served basis to those living in the South Bay. Yesterday was the first day eligibility opened for anyone 16 and older. A big day for the San Diego Padres as they face off against the Dodgers for the first time this season. And there will also be more of the Friar faithful cheering them on at Petco Park. Padres will now allow 14,000 fans, or 33% capacity. The team will also have sections in the stadium at 67% capacity for fully vaccinated fans or anyone with a negative COVID-19 test result 72 hours before the game. Fans must bring a paper or digital copy of proof along with a photo ID. Well, it's now official. Dr. Akilah Weber will take over the state assembly seat that had been held by her mother. The seat became vacant when Dr. Shirley Weber became Secretary of State. And here are the certified results from the Registrar of Voters. Weber finishing with nearly 52%, and that was enough to avoid a runoff. Marco Contreras finishing second with 33%. Let's get out to Vanessa Paz now with a check on our weather today. And as for the game today, how's the weather going to be?
Yeah, the weather's going to be fabulous, Jim. And it's also a day that I'm thankful that people like us get off early, because it is going to be a perfect San Diego day. Let's go ahead and take you outside right now, where we are having some clouds hanging out with us in the morning time. But once it mixes out by the afternoon, plenty of sunshine to go around. We'll top out in the mid to upper 60s along the coastline. Meanwhile, lower 70s through those inland neighborhoods, plenty of sunshine there. And then 60s with some breezy winds at times through the mountain areas. And one more day of the 80s in the desert areas until they see a major heat up later on this weekend. And it is because of some high pressure that is going to develop mainly Sunday, affecting the start of our work week, which is going to heat things up rather quickly. And then we'll see a cool down, but that doesn't return until the middle of next week. Jim.
Vanessa, thank you so much. And for the latest news, weather and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jim Patton.